And the background music of Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 413 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. As our theme wraps up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks. We are at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Our temperature reading here in central Minnesota, 32 degrees, and the sun not quite as bright. Still out, but starting to fade behind some of the clouds. So a chance of snow in the forecast. Well, we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Bob Malik. Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Si, and I am doing fine. We are got a nice, beautiful, sunny afternoon, or should I say morning yet, going on here. About 35 degrees, and I think it's going to be a nice day.
Well, yes, and you are near home at Garner, Iowa, huh?
Yep, that's right. That's right. We live in Garner. We book the band books out of Garner, and of course our hometown, which is a small community of Duncan, where the ballroom is at, and we call that our home. So yeah, it's we're in the North Iowa area.
Okay, very good. Is that where you're born and raised, Bob, or where do you hail from?
Yep, born and raised here in Garner, Iowa, and been here my whole life, other than when I got drafted for a couple years, and I got back in 67 and been farming ever since, and now I'm slowly retiring.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you told me on the phone earlier this morning that you have an activity planned today. So you're actually home at the home farm and going to have a little marshmallow roast, huh?
Well, I don't know if we can get close enough with a hot dog or a marshmallow. It might be kind of quite a warm fire. We're taking apart a 1926-27 old granary that my grandma had here on the farm, one of the original buildings other than the windmill. And, we thought we'd better take it down before it comes down and hurts somebody.
Uh-huh. All right. So that's today's activity. So no dance job today, then?
None today.
Okay.
We started last weekend, but it's hit and miss now through March and into April, and then it's going to be a pretty good run for Malik, I believe, this summer, the way the dates are coming in.
Well, that sounds good. We had this pandemic thing hit us called COVID, and boy, I think just about everybody got slammed with that. How did you guys fare over the last 2 years?
Well, it's been, I guess, neighbors have had it here. Some of our family has had it. We've really lost some dear good friends due to this COVID. My wife and I both had it, and we've been able to survive it. It's kind of taken a hit on a lot of activities around town as well as the band business.
Yes, it sure has. As you think back, do you recall what your last job was when things got shut down back in 2020?
Yeah, yes, it was. It was. We were out at the Concordia Ballroom downtown La Crosse, Wisconsin, and then we had dates planned after that. Everything started getting canceled, and this COVID thing, what they were calling it, we had no idea what to expect.
Yeah, and so many. I mean, it was pretty much the general theme amongst all musicians and pretty much all entertainment. Everything got shut down that year, and ironically, I don't think COVID was as bad that year as it was this year, this past year, but this year they left everything run, and well, we're kind of glad they did, and so now things seem to be getting somewhat back to a little bit of normal, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, well, I keep in touch with always a lot of musicians and visit with a lot of good friends in quite a few different states, and we've kind of got this all going the same way. It's pretty hard to get a good crowd to a dance anymore. We've lost some of our people that, of course, support the ballrooms, as well as there are some are quite scared to even go out yet. Some don't care to if they're required a mask. If it's like me, I don't care to wear the mask if I don't have to. But it's taken a hit. Of course, the economy, the whole thing, it just seems to. But I think slowly, Cy, we're going to gain it back here slowly.
I think so, too. You know, in this day and age, we just really want to enjoy ourselves. We have things pretty good. We live in the best country in the whole world. And, we watch what's happening on the news. And, oh, my gosh, our heart goes out to those people that are being bombed and persecuted over there across the way. But here, things aren't all that bad yet, I feel.
Well, just watching some of this, what goes on TV, it's pretty hard to watch the way the families are getting broken up, young children as well as mid-age and older. The whole class of people are just getting so divided up and hurting a lot. And my God, you got to have a lot of sympathy for those people.
You do. That is so true. So, like they say, that's a lot of negative, and you keep that in the back of your heart. But, life was built to go on. And I'll tell you what, there's always happiness in polka music, isn't there, Bob? When you're playing on the stage or wherever the case might be, it's happy music.
Well, something must be right about polka music, Cy, because Dad and my uncle started the band back in 31, playing house parties, house parties, barn dances.
Okay.
And of course, a two-piece, three-piece group grew into a seven-piece group a few years later back in those days. And of course, his days were good. Luckily, the boys hit the time in there when my dad and Ed, that they did not get drafted for World War II. And they were able to keep the band going, although good musicians were hard to come by because they were either drafted or joined the service. And but they managed to make it through, and there was dances going on. I come back in 67, took over the band. Now Eric's taken over the band. The polka music, naturally, yes, has slowed down. About it dying completely? No, I don't think it ever will.
No, I agree with you totally there, Bob. It's just too good. I mean, even now today, there are young people that will come up to me, and maybe they didn't listen to it when they were in their teens or whatever, but now as they're in their 30s, 40s, whatever, mom and dad may be gone or not home on the farm or whatever anymore, and they will come up to me and say, do you have such and such a CD or this or that? Boy, I just miss that. You know, Dad always had that on in the barn or whatever, and it kind of grew on him. And you hear that time and time again. I think that's so special.
Well, yeah. Yes, absolutely. We played quite a few young people's weddings in and around Des Moines, Iowa, from Des Moines to Minneapolis. Kind of amazing how these young people will want some polka to have a lot of fun with. And the people come out and show up and, so on like that. It is at different times or different states sometimes, you hit a pocket of younger people that want to continue this music on. And, of course, they like Oktoberfest, and with a beer in the hand and dancing a polka, possibly a little bit goes hand in hand, you suppose?
Yeah, I would say for sure. You bet. So, talk about the band these days, Bob. How many pieces are you playing, booking these days, and who are some of the members that are playing these days?
Well, going through some of our dates, I went through the date book last night, and Eric had called me, and we had booked a couple more. We're usually playing from 4 to 6 a month, if we can hold that through the summer and into October, except up to when it's time to get the corn and beans out. We try to book less, but that don't necessarily happen. Run a 6 and 7 piece band. Sometimes we all run 5. Eric's usually on concertina, trumpet, and of course the horns. And my driver helps me drive, and then his wife Kimberly on the reeds. Does a great job, Lotta, on the vocals. My cousin Ron on keyboard, and he's a very good horn player, brass as well as reeds and singing. And, of course, let's see, Then we've got Dale Baker back on the drums. Been a musician for many, many years. He hails out of Carroll, Iowa. And then our tuba player has kind of semi-retired from down at Indianola, Mr. Tuba Don. So we're using a guy here by the name of Merlin Bartz, about 25, 30 minutes from us. He's been a pretty regular on the band, and then including myself. So that's the six of us for sure.
Okay. Very good. And I think the last recording I got from you was, let me see, where did it go? Here it is. The one with the yellow car on the front, yellow cab, take a ride. Is that the most recent recording, Bob?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Okay.
That's the one, that's the last one we made. We'd like to make a new one. We've really got some tapes put away from some live dances, the Oktoberfest of things we've played, which I'm trying to encourage Eric to take a second look at it. And put it on a disc, and he's not too interested in live performances, recordings, and we've got some good stuff. So in the future, we'd like to make a number 12 at some point here.
Well, that sounds good. Well, Bob, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you and close out the conversation, if that's all right.
You bet, Cy. Thank you.
All righty. So greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. It is convention time in the meat industry. Yes, the Minnesota Association of Meat Processors Convention, after being canceled the last 2 years due to the COVID, is being held this weekend, the 17th, 18th, and 19th of March at the River's Edge Convention Center in St. Cloud, Minnesota. It is a great opportunity for the St. Joe Meat Market to enter some of our great products in the product competition with other meat markets from around the state of Minnesota to see if we can win any awards or how we stack up. So that makes this a great time for you to stop in at the St. Joe Meat Market. We don't just make one ring of bologna or one ham for the competition. Many are made, but only one in each category is selected to vie for the Grand Champion Award. The rest are put out for sale. That means that you, the customer, have the chance to purchase some very special products these next couple of weeks. Also, with Lent now in full swing, the St. Joe Meat Market carries an assortment of fish and seafood for your meatless meals. For more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Bob, for being our guest on the program, and I know you've been here once or twice before, we put up that nice meat package at the meat market. We'll send that off to you. Priority mail. Hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How does that work out for you?
Boy, that sounds great. And we've shared in on the meats that were sent to us previously, and that is an excellent. And I thank you very much.
Well, very good. We thank you for continuing the polka music and for joining us today. Going back a little bit, how did you get started playing, Bob? I know it was in your family there, but were you in grade school, high school? How did you pick up the horns?
Well, of course, all of us kids were pretty much had piano through the years. That was pretty instrumental. My mom and dad sang in church, and of course, dad had the band. My mom played piano, a button accordion. So this music has flowed through our blood and our skin pretty fluently, I'll tell you. You kind of grew up in a family that there was nothing but music, 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 our grandpas and everybody. Well, like I said, I come back from service in 67. Dad had some issues and heart issues, and wanted to give the band up. Well, one of his musicians took over and renamed a different band. And he says, should we bring this back to life? And I says, well, why not?
Yeah.
But although I got to mention, in my younger day, I didn't care to pick up a horn and go to any of their dances. I just wanted some time to, I don't know, do my own thing.
Sure, sure.
And I come back and started a two- and a three-piece group with a concertina, bass horn, and drums. I played bass horn quite a bit there for a number of years. And things got to grow into a three-, four-piece band, and then we had some bookings in ballrooms, and it all mushroomed from there.
Well, that's awesome. That's very good. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, then Eric come on the band, I think when he was in high school yet, and Crystal, a couple years after him. And, of course, we lost some of our regulars. My uncle and aunt, Joe and Elsie, were on the band and are getting a little at age to travel anymore. So family just kept picking up the beat, and we just kept continuing on. And here we're going yet. It's amazing. In 9 years, Si, we're going to be celebrating a 100-year-old band.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. So you mentioned Eric and Crystal. Any other children in the family?
Oh, well, Eric's oldest daughter, Josie, 11 years old. She's picking up that clarinet already, and you should hear her on the piano now. She'll come and set in, and Ron and Kim, and, of course, Josie, we pick up, play some three-part reed stuff, some Hulurai. You should hear that.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, I was, and your wife is still with you, of course?
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And her name?
Yep. Her name is Peggy.
Peggy, very good. And did you just have the two children, or was there more kids in the family, too?
Oh, yeah. I've got the oldest son, Ryan,
uh-huh.
21-year Air Force veteran. Him and his wife and two kids live out in Evergreen, Colorado. He's the main pilot for Southwest after his Air Force career. And then I have the second oldest boy, Brent, lives down in Roland Story City, is quite a horse enthusiast, him and his wife and three kids. And incidentally, their youngest boy, I just talked to him last night, I asked him, I said, are you sure you want to be in the Navy and go in a submarine? And he says, well, we're leaving port tomorrow for the Mediterranean.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got a young man, they're going to be a submariner.
Oh, yes.
Then, of course, Crystal.
Yeah.
She lives down here in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, Eric's taken over the farm, and him and Kim and the kids moved out to the farm, and Peg and I moved into town.
So. Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, Bob, you've got a number of recordings out. Do you happen to know off the top of your head how many you have right now?
Well, we've made 8 CDs, and we've sold out of one. We aren't going to redo that. We've got the 7 CDs. First, I guess we made 3 records, 7 CDs, and we've got 1 DVD, and hopefully soon we're going to have a new one in the hopper.
Well, there you go. That's great. When you're playing, do you still call up the arrangements, or is Eric now calling them up, or how do you work that out?
Yeah, I leave that to Eric. He can judge that better, what works in with different tunes. We never have any certain tunes like some bands play in an order for certain sets.
Mm-hmm.
We call them out, and lately we've been getting a lot of new kind of adding to our library. We've got some writers from some really good bands that put some stuff together, and we've been kind of working on that a little bit too. But Eric pretty much calls the shots when it comes time to what we're going to play.
Okay, well, I have to ask you, what song is it that when it's called up gets you really excited? What's your favorite?
Oh my.
I know you've got a lot.
Oh my, Si, that's a tough question, but naturally we like some of the Scheid stuff. That is just excellent. Schuft and Scheid and
yep.
And Jolly the Lumberjacks was another band that had some really good tunes. Of course, our roots go back to some of the Czech stuff, which is Nebraska and Eastern Wisconsin. So I just could not single out anything that any one tune, because I feel we play a lot of good ones.
You bet. And you sing so well. That's got to be a passion of yours, too, to do the vocals. I hear your voice in there. You sound so good.
Well, we try to sing a lot of 2- and 3-part harmony, if we can, between Kim and Ron and then Eric and myself. And, of course, I'd like to kind of try to start singing less and less if I can. I like to sing, but my hearing that third part and that lead sometimes, as I get a little older, my ears don't quite catch everything that I could be missing, maybe.
There you go. Well, what does the summer look like? Do you have the dances in front of you? Are you doing some of the polka fests again like you usually do and all of that?
Well, we've got We've got quite a few dates, of course, down Des Moines, Omaha Way, Lincoln, some got some really nice state fairs. We're playing south and the east of us for this year. We've got, I think, three trips up to Green Bay already. Yeah, some different things. South Dakota, I think we've got a fair or something going on up there. So, yeah, it's going to be a good summer. I think the old bus is going to put some miles on it this year.
Oh, that's encouraging. That's really encouraging. Well, Bob, we've just about run out of time here, and we're going to let you get back to burning the corn crib down there. But like I asked you the last time, if there's a special memory, maybe an award or something the band got, or maybe something bad getting stuck in a snowstorm, what have you got for us today? What comes across your mind?
Well, actually, my dad, myself, and Eric, which is an honor for the Malik name, we're all inducted into the Iowa Polka Hall of Fame, which is quite a tribute to us, and we're very proud of that. Some of the places that we've played, some of the state fairs are just huge, such as Nebraska, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and I guess playing in the Financial Building way up in the top of the 34th floor up in downtown Des Moines. It's all glass all the way around. We played it during a lightning an Oktoberfest, but it was lightning, thundering, just seeing pretty things like that. Sorry, the biggest thing is seeing a lot of your friends coming to the dances and visiting with them, making new friends, old friends showing up. You know, this is all about making people happy.
You bet.
And I'd like to mention one more thing. Our band is almost like an institution. I don't want to use that name. But so far, we've been able to keep a well-established band, and we're quite proud of that, too.
You bet. You should be very proud. Great music that you guys have put out over the years. And I'll tell you, Bob, I feel so proud to be part of the music family of the world. You know, you can be a great whatever, and a lot of times after you're dead and gone for 5-10 years, you're almost forgotten because there's no way of preserving your memory. But with music, with recordings, I think that goes on. And I mean, look at how long Whoopi John and some of these musicians are gone. We're still playing their music, and their name is being remembered. And I think that's going to happen with us too, huh, being part of the music family.
Well, yes, and not only that, I got to admit, out at the farm, we've got a couple big horns up on the posts, light posts out there. Polka music and some big band goes on all the time out at the farm, unless it's too loud at night and they can't sleep out there in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
We've got anything from Fez Fritchie and Winnegar's to any of the bands states around here. We put it on the old machines, and I'll tell you, those CDs spin for a long time.
Oh, that's awesome. That is really great. Well, Bob, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And like I've told you in the past, the good Lord willing that you and I are still here down the road sometime, we'll do it again. How's that?
Yep, that sounds good. And to all your KASM listeners, I'd like to say I've enjoyed doing this interview with you, Cy. And also to you, Cy, directly, thanks for everything you do for the polka world.
Very good, Bob. And we'll let you run now. Have a great afternoon. And I'll talk to you after here in just a moment. How's that?
You bet.
There he goes.
Thank you very much.
There he goes, Mr. Bob Malik, our 413th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. We're coming up at 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Don't go away. We've got some great music coming up by Malik's Fisherman in just a moment. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 413 in that continuing series. Bob Melick, our guest this morning on our Musicians Come and Play, and what a great fellow he is. Haven't met him in person yet, but talking to him on the phone, feel like we've known each other for 50 plus years or something. Just a great guy to visit with, and so easy to talk to. Yes, Bob Melick. Well, let's jump right into Malick's Fisherman Music. And right now we're going to start out with one called their Unhappy Lover Polka, Malick's Fisherman. Malick's Fisherman, one called the Unhappy Lover Polka. 17 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 33 our current temperature here in central Minnesota, as we move into a nice old-time waltz, Dance With Me, Darling, Malick's Fisherman.
Asking you to dance with me now, sadly pretending I'm happy. Only God above really knows now. I know I've made my mistakes, dear, by telling you things that weren't true. Don't worry about my being true, dear, while I dance this last waltz with you. So dance with me once again, darling, though you'll no longer be mine. Soften the things that we started. Dance with me just one more time. Here I am once again, darling, asking you to dance with me now. Sadly pretending I'm happy, only God above really knows now. I know I've made my mistakes, dear, by telling you things that weren't true. Don't worry about my being true, dear, while I dance this last waltz with you. So dance with me once again, darling, though you'll no longer be mine. Soften the things that we started. Dance with me just one more time.
Dance with me, darling, waltz, Alex Fisherman there. Beautiful arrangement there. Nice vocal. Taking us to 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Old time polka time. Yeah, Bob Malik mentioning that they like the Elmer Scheid style. And here's one called the Esseg Hulurai Polka. Thank you. Malik's Fisherman, one called the Essig Hulurai Polka. Pretty Waltz tune coming up right now with one called Maybe She's Lonesome. Nice arrangement there of an old Fez Fritzy recorded tune, Maybe She's Lonesome Waltz, Malik's Fisherman. Now 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. Malik's Fisherman, they do a nice job on a lot of two-step and foxtrot-type tunes. Here's one called Anytime.
That's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll be coming on back to you. That will prove your love for me is true. up to me. That's the time I'll be thinking of you. So anytime you say you want me back again, that's the time I'll be coming on back to you.
Malik's Fisherman, one called Anytime. 29 past 12, and our temperature reading at 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. And Bob Malik talking about the Schuft Band. Yes, Jerry Schuft Band. Here's one that was recorded by Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft, one called Under One Roof Polka.
Jsme mladí pročelí, ráno co ráno do školy hodili. Když nám bylo 20 let, tvou lásku jsem si přál. Ty jsi se dávala, ale já na vojnu rukoval. Když nám bylo 20 let, tvou lásku jsem si přál. Ty jsi se dávala, ale já na vojnu rukoval.
Alex Fisherman, nice Czech tune there, one called Under One Roof Polka. As we are in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota, Jeannie Bonfig and the gang. And yeah, Jeannie, of course, texting me last week that they had their meet and greets, which we were talking about for several weeks, and the travel shows, and it went just great. Many reservations were made for the spring and summer and fall tours. Just talk about how much fun people can have traveling with Jeannie B's Tours. And boy, that's easy to do because we traveled with Jeannie last summer. We went to Medora and just had a blast. We really enjoyed it. And of course, what is it on the calendar? Just 3 weeks away till we jump on the bus again with Jeannie. Kids buying us a trip at Christmas time again. This time we're going to see the Ark Encounter. So we're looking very much forward to that. Just looking back at some of the previous ads here, Jeannie, of course, has lots of tours lined up for this summer. So just check out any one of those tours. She was highlighting the Canadian Rockies, Banff and Lake Louise, Glacier National Park, New England Rails, Trails Color Tour in October, and also the Alaska Land Tour, Alaskan Cruise Tours, and so many good things to look forward to with Jeannie B's Tours. So for more information or to get on board one of these bus trips with Jeannie, just give her a call. And let me find her phone number for you. Here it is, 320-345-1581. Again, that's 320-345-1581. Sure to have a great time when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. Jeannie B, well, it's more than just Jeannie. Usually, her good friend Art goes with, and another good friend is Estelle. And those guys have so much fun, and you wind up getting involved with all the fun. Of course, they bring treats on the bus. There's homemade cookies and all kinds of little door prizes and things that you can win. Jeannie keeps it so interesting, so exciting. So, yeah, you'll have fun when you join in on one of these tours. So give Jeannie a call. Once again, her phone number, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours. Yes, you'll have fun when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. As she proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 34. We've reached our projected high for today. Not sure if we're going to get any warmer, but 34 is what Jennifer was forecasting this morning on WeatherEye. Back to the great old-time music of Malik's Fisherman. Here's a, well, it's an old Whoopi John tune, one that Whoopi John had recorded, another amongst other bands. It's one called the Beer and Pretzels Polka.
I'm feeling fine, how do you feel? Let's play a tune on a glockenspiel. I can tell by just one glance that you are ready for a dance. Hey, waiter, come right over here. Before we've danced, we've one more beer. While the lights are high and bright, we'll have lots of fun tonight. Oh, up with your Stein and sing with me. Stein and sing with me this little melody. Whoop! With your Stein and sing with me. Let us sing that good old-fashioned harmony. Beer and pretzels, more beer and pretzels.
Golly, ain't we having fun? Waiter, bring another one more. More beer and pretzels,
give us more beer and pretzels. Schnitzel.
Here's to your health, here's to mine. Gesundheit, mein sweet Fräulein. Wetter.
More beer and pretzels.
Gesundheit, mein sweet Fräulein. Waiter.
More beer and pretzels.
Great recording there of that Beer and Pretzels Polka. Malik's Fisherman. 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. We move into more good old time music by the Malik's Fisherman. Here's one called The Little Fairy Waltz. Alex Fishman. Pretty waltz tune there, one called The Little Fairy Waltz. Going to put Eric to work on the concertina. Eric really coming into his own as a concertina player, and got Elmer Scheid's concertina back in the days. And right here, he does one called The Hunt's Wish Polka. Fisherman Eric Malik on the concertina solo there. Great arrangement of the Huntswiss Polka as he pays tribute to Elmer Scheid. That was a big one back in the days for Elmer Scheid as well. Here's a nice mazurka with Malik's Fisherman, one called the Blinky Girl Mazurka. Alex Fishman with one called the Blinky Girl Mazurka. Here's another Elmer Scheid tune, one called the Bouncing Tony Polka. Malik's Fisherman and one called the Bouncing Tony Polka. 13 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. And I always like playing this one because I have a hard time pronouncing it. It's a Landler, one called the Dry Horse Spitz Landler. Malik's Fisherman. The Dry Horse Spitz Landler, Malik's Fisherman, and that's coming off of their Playing the Classics, Volume 11 CD. 9 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a couple more selections. Here's a pretty waltz tune, one called The Song of Bohemia.
Česka, ta jak tak hezka, tak hezka, tak jako nad loce kýtička, vylesla ta nešem písnička, až se ta písnička ztratí, pak už nic nebudem žít. Jestli nám zahyne, ček nosní pomine, potom už nebudem žít. Ta Our Czech song is so sweet. It is so sweetly alluring, just like the flowers on the meadow. That's how our song has become. Then if we should lose our Czech songs, nothing in life will remain. If it should ever die, each thing will pass away. Nothing in life will remain.
That pretty one called Song of Bohemia, the Malex Fishermen. 8 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, it's polka time with the Wen Wen Polka. Alex Fisherman with one called the Wen Wen Polka. As we come up on 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet, and we're going to do that with a pretty waltz tune, Alex Fisherman, their arrangement of the Apron Waltz. Thank you. Malik's Fisherman with one called The Apron Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM.